Rachel out brings energy off the bench.
Please.
And the sin. 6-6.
Please.
Where did the Cavs go last year?
I don't want to
hear
anything
about
energy.
Where did the Cavs go last year?
For the first time in his life.
Where were they?
You can take some methamphetamines and
NBA
get
finals.
Energy.
Please. NBA
Drink
finals.
Some Monster
and
or some Rockstar.
We haven't seen
somebody
him,
who
I guess,
can play the basketball.
He is awesome.
Smith updates, fools.
Hey, it's Festival of Grease time. Sean and John's show going to be out at the 13th annual Festival of Grease, 1100 Eldridge Parkway at the St. Basil Great Greek Orthodox Church this Thursday, 2 to 6. Opa!
KGOW, 1560 AM, Bel Air, Texas. You can hate him now, but he won't stop now. It's game time with David Nuño.
No, it's not going to stop. It's going to go on and on until you face up to your responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
I'm pregnant. I'm going to have our child.
Glenn Close. Hate that beat.
Glenn Far.
She's far from close.
Yeah. Now, you know, all of us have dated, you know, and we've probably... You know, some of the girls will probably attest that, you know, after we dated them, that we might not have been great guys or whatever. I don't know if we've turned anybody like Glenn Close, though.
You know, there's a saying, the hotter they are, the more psycho they are.
Well, that don't work for her.
That doesn't work for
her.
It's just... I mean, if that would be the case, Jessica Alba would be really crazy.
She'd be on this crazy list.
That's Rodney Waits, David Nuño. We got Del Ole in the house. It's game time. We're doing the craziest people of all time. I also want to know if you've taken a taxi. That's how I roll here. 713-439-1560. Right now, we turn our attention to the Astros, and we're welcomed by Bob Holsey of AstrosDaily.com. Good morning, Bob Holsey.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there listening. In fact, one of my favorite moments every year is listening to the or watching the NBA playoffs, and they'll have some menacing 6'10", 6'11" guy during one of the commercial breaks coming in or out going, yeah, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Wow. Please, Del, mark that because we're going to use it.
That's perfect, Bob.
And
it's true. And it's true. They have them on there. And then what's good in baseball now, they do the pink bats for breast cancer awareness.
Right.
So they use those. But however this sounds, but the NBA one is definitely more memorable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they get a different one every year.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Mr. Halsey?
Well, I am enjoying a very upbeat week the Astros have had this
week. Yes!
It's been a lot of fun, and it sort of makes me think of the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, we've got some guys that are just producing out of their minds, and at the same time, we've got some guys that are just really scuffling. And fortunately, we've gotten such good play out of our 3, 4, 5 hitters and such good play out of our bullpen for the most part, that we really are winning most of these games. I'm just concerned about, you know, how long they'll be able to keep that up.
So let's break down this little current streak. We've gotten a couple win series, one in a row. You've got to be really happy with many different sides of the Astros. I think most importantly, let's start off with the pitching. Last two games, you know, you look at that starting pitcher, okay? You look at Brian Mueller. Two nights ago, you look at last night, you know, with the way that they've been playing, okay? You look at that, and you look at the production you're getting. 7 innings yesterday. You know, what's going on here? I mean, are we starting this
as well?
Well, yeah, and think about it. Yesterday, shutout ball from Chris Sampson. Shutout ball for 7 innings. The night before, the Astros only give up 1 run. The Astros all year have only had 2 shutouts. Let's talk about the two guys the last couple nights, Brian Mueller and Chris Sampson.
Mueller has, back in spring training, I was listening to Bill Brown and Jim DeShays sing Mueller's praises for an inning during a spring training game. And what they were basically saying is this is a guy that you can just have sitting around at the back of the bullpen for 2-3 weeks, and when you need him to come out there and eat innings, he'll eat innings. He won't necessarily blow you away with his stuff. He won't wow you, but he's a veteran. He knows what his job is. And he can come out and at least give you a chance to win. And He more than exceeded that on Friday night, and because of it, he's going to get another start later on in the road trip.
The number here is 713-439-1560 if you want to get in on the mix. AstrosDaily.com segment brought to you by AstrosDaily.com. And Bob Holsey's here with us. And last week, James Anderson joined the show in the first segment. Then we tried to bring him on for the second segment, but we didn't know he was on hold because the freaking light. Rodney, help me out here, buddy. When we're at the bus, there's a certain time of day where the sun goes right into your computer screen where you can't see it.
Yeah.
So I was unaware.
That time of day for you on the side that you see is maybe 8:30.
Yeah. And I was unaware that our good friend James Anderson was on the line waiting for us. And I want to take this time right now to let him on the show early and give him all the time he needs, which is 1 second. Just kidding. Let's welcome James Anderson onto the show with Bob Holsey. What's up, James?
Oh, I tell you, I was heartbroken.
Man, I know you were. You had your fans killing me.
Well, I got over it pretty quick.
Classic.
I did apologize as soon as I found out. And to Dell's credit, I asked immediately, is he still there? And Dell's like, no. I was like, ah, James, of all people. Well,
I enjoyed the show, listening to it. The man is amazing. Mike Capps.
Mike Capps is great.
We need to get him back on again in the future. He's got a lot of things he can talk to you
about. We definitely got to get Mike Capps back on. He was very good, and I enjoyed the stories outside of baseball as well.
Right.
So, James, you got a question for us?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great, James. Thanks for all the great people you're lining up for us.
Man, this guy's our publicist, James Anderson, is working on getting people for the show.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Hey, I was reading an article that was posted on the Astros Daily website written by Allison Footer. Of course, it was speaking of Wes Berkman's hot hitting streak. One person that she didn't seem to mention that I'm very interested in was, you remember back in 1994 when Jeff Bagwell was
MVP?
Going crazy at the plate, Bob. You remember that, don't you?
Of course I do. I have to say that 1994 season by Jeff Bagwell, even though it was cut short by a broken hand, and many
the day before the strike.
A couple days before the strike that ended the season, his hand was broken, so he wasn't going to be able to continue anyway. But for those 5 months, let's say, that was the best offensive season that any Astros ever had, no question about it.
I haven't looked lately, but how is Lance doing from the right side of the plate? I know last year his numbers, improved somewhat, but how have they been this year? I've heard that he's improved quite a bit from the right side of the plate this year.
The right side of the plate has always been his weaker side, and I think he has learned to adapt a bit better. I think most, if you'll recall, a couple of years ago, it was not uncommon to see managers bring in a left-handed reliever to face Berkman just so they could turn him around and have him bat right-handed. I haven't seen that nearly as much lately, and I think to be honest, I haven't looked statistically at how he's doing in that department. I think the reputation has been now that turning him around is not worth the effort.
I've noticed the same thing, too. Well, hey, guys, were y'all talking about mentioning the craziest person list?
I think so, yeah. I think we said that.
How can Charles Manson not make the top of that?
Whoa, yeah, well.
Yeah, well, these are in movies, but Manson is...
Helter Skelter?
Right, Helter Skelter.
More of a documentary, but...
I can't remember who played that character in the movie, but every time I see him...
Jim Belushi.
And even in other characters he plays, the first thing I think of is Charles Manson. I just can't get that picture out of my mind.
Charles, that movie.
I can't remember the character who played him in Hell.
I think it was Jim Belushi. But I'll tell you what, Charles Manson is the craziest. I mean, I still have nightmares of this guy. Whenever they show little interviews with him, because they catch up with him like every year, I can't sleep for 6 days. Honestly, I'm dead serious. Like I wake up like, oh, I'm scared. I'm going to see Helter Skelter on my wall.
Steve Railsback is who played him.
You sure it wasn't Belushi?
100%.
Sure. Carl Weathers? You sure?
Apollo Creed? That's one of those scary ones. That was one that, like, you know, we had to go upstairs when they would ever watch it at my house. It was Is Manson hands down is the as far as real life go for sure.
And I forget who said this on the chat, by the way, guys, and we're cutting into our Astros talk, but O.J. Simpson?
Oh, that's
yeah,
just...
I'm just saying, he is crazy.
Yeah, USC tailback.
Oh, hey, Rodney, you were talking to a guest earlier, and y'all were mentioning, am I getting this wrong? Y'all were talking about Pootie Tang. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, it's a... James, I'm going to tell you, it was one of those where, obviously, you have a mate, and she wants to see a movie, and it was one of those where she made me go. And
I'm curious to know if James has seen Pootie Tang.
Hey, I grew up down in southeast Texas, and our vernacular, we refer to that as Poontang. Can I say that?
Wow. I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
In case I'll refrain from saying Poontang.
No, Pootie Tang is actually the name of a movie of this... he's a character that started on the Chris Rock Show.
I don't want to say he's a black superhero, because he speaks in his... To be honest, he's from the South somewhere. In theory, he's from the South. It's if you didn't grow up in his region, you don't have any idea what he's saying. And Pootie Tang, he's a ladies' man as well, so I guess that kind of goes with what you know about, you know, Pootie Tang.
I take it back, then.
Gotcha.
Hey, you know what, James, you are always good on this show, my friend.
Hey, Mr. Bob Halsey,
yes, sir.
You know it's always good to talk to you.
Yes, I enjoy it, too. Take care, James.
All right, thank you very much, James.
Hey, that's all I got, guys.
All right, my man. Thank you so much. You know what was so gangster about that? James just goes, you know, it's always great to talk to you. And Bob says, yes, it is. It's always great to talk to me. Just kidding, Bob. That was cool.
You hit the nail on the head.
You're like, yeah, you know what? You know what? It is a pleasure for you to talk to me. You're correct. Just kidding, Bob. Hey, we got to go to break, but we're going to do another segment with you. Is that cool?
That's great.
Let's do it. It's the Astros Daily segment with Bob Halsey. Here on 1560thegame.com. We're doing a lot of Astros talk. We got to get into some more things. Line up, maybe? Talk a little bit about that. You don't have to tell Bob Halsey. He's seen all the games. He's seen them.
Hate it or love it.
The underdog's on top. You know what I'm saying? 713-439-1560. We'll talk more Astros with our good friend Bob. Game time.
Hey, sports fans! Time for some home run savings right now at Mack High Ford. Just come on in. Tell us you're a 1560 The Game fan, and you can score the winning run. With new Fords at invoice price, plus get all the rebates. Fusion, Taurus, Mustang, Edge, F-Series, Expeditions, Explorers. Your choice, and you pay invoice price, plus keep the cash back. It's a grand slam deal at Mack High Ford. The bases are loaded with over 600 new Fords in stock. Time for a double play. New Fords at invoice price, and you get the rebates. But don't get left on base. Once this offer's gone, it's out of the ballpark. It's gone for good. Don't get caught napping. Get that great Mack High feeling and score some home run savings at Mack High Ford. I-10 at Beltway 8 or on the web at MackHike.com. That's MackHike.com.
You get
excludes Shelby Cobra.
Hey, everybody. About 9 years ago, I was sitting in the Astrodome, and I'd forgotten my glasses, and I couldn't see a thing on the field. It was all a blur. I hated it. I hated wearing contacts, but I did something about it, and you can too. Go to International Eye Care. You want someone with experience. You need someone with that experience when you're sitting in that chair. Dr. Charlie Moore and Dr. Binder, 40,000 refractive surgeries. You think they don't know this business? They're pioneers in the industry, and they say this is the best laser that they ever had. And they own the lasers, so they can pass that savings on to you. Don't let financing get in the way. And look at the financing right now. No interest, no payments for up to 18 months. No money down payments as low as $97 a month. Call 713-984-9777. 713-984-9777 or go to TexasLASIK.com. Free thorough evaluations, all of it in-house at International Eye Care. 713-984-9777.
Hey, Lance Erline here for our tech department. If you're a small business owner, then you've got to have your own IT department, right? Well, wrong. A lot of times small businesses make the mistake of hiring an IT guy, and IT guys swilling Mountain Dew, playing Halo, Call of Duty, and all on your buck. $50,000 a year entry level and on up? No, sir. Go with our tech department. They can handle all of your IT needs for a fraction of the cost. They can handle service contracts for small, medium, or even large-sized businesses. And the best part is, they do it for less money. Their mindset is service, and they will take care of you. And, you know, they even have service contracts available where they can replace your computers every 2 to 3 years with brand-new computers. And for home use, they've got remote support for you, data recovery if your hard drive even crashes, and even installing printers, digital cameras, MP3 players. They do it all. Call them, 713-358-6000. That's 713-358-6000. Or the website is rtechdepartment.com. That's the letter R. TechDepartment.com. Lance Erling here with your quality of life. Let me get to the food section of our little meeting here. If you are running late for lunch, you don't have time, you're pressed for time, make sure you hit Central Market. There's nothing better than their samples. They've got a wide variety of them. A lot of them are unattended. You snake in, you snake out, you maybe hit it two or three times. Bing, you're done for the day in terms of lunch. Now, here's another one. A lot of restaurants have different prices for to-go versus dine-in. They want to charge you more if you're going to get something to-go. Why don't you act like you're going to dine in. You order your food right before it's going to come out. Tell your waiter, I just got this important call from my boss. Pack everything to go. I've got to get out of here. And you get the right price and the food that you want. These are some quality of life updates. It's for people who like to eat. Get your food on. Fools.
Got something to say about the game? Call 713-439-1560 and tell Nuno he lives with this crap.
That condemn her own son. But I couldn't allow them to believe that I would commit murder. They'll put him away now, as I should have years ago. He was always bad. And in the end, he intended to tell them I killed those girls and that man. As if I could do anything except just sit and stare, like one of his stuffed birds. Oh, they know I can't even move a finger, and I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet. Just in case they do suspect me. They're probably watching me. Well, let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Norman Bates or Norma Bates there?
Bad, bad family. Them and the folks from Texas Chainsaw Massacre were family reunions of play. That's one of those when you know, and obviously when you date people, you know, you have to, you know, integrate yourself into their family.
Yeah.
That's one where it's like, look, babe, I love you, but you got to make a decision. It's either me or them crazy folks you call cousin and whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Norman and his mom are both crazy.
We're doing the craziest people in a movie. If you were in real life, we don't care. However, just crazy people. We like to talk about them. If you'd like to hang out with them, this is Game Time. Rodney Waits to my left, David Nuno here, and our producer is Del Olale. We're doing our AstrosDaily.com segment right now with Bob Hulsey. And Bob, tonight this afternoon, mm-hmm. our man Sean Chacon. No decisions this year.
No decisions, Sean Chacon.
He's got a 3.4 ERA. He's been very, very good. He had a bad outing recently, but for the most part this year, he's been pretty consistent. Is tonight or today the day that the win comes? How about that?
Well, he has pitched well enough to win a few times this year already. So as far as I'm concerned, the pressure really has to be following up the last two nights. Now, Dodger Stadium is traditionally a pitcher's park, but it's more of a hitter's park during the daytime. So I think he's at a bit of a disadvantage. I also think that after basically being shut down the last two nights, I think you're going to see the Dodgers pretty much throw their, you know, they're going to throw all their irons out on the fire. We haven't seen Rafael Furcal in this series. Right. We haven't seen Andre Ethier in this series. So I think the bats are going to come out today. Now, whether he gets the win, that's the question. We just have to wait and see.
Now, Bob, you mentioned that Chavez Ravine is a more of a pitcher's park per se during the daytime. One thing that the that the Dodgers did was, a few years back, they added more seats. I heard them talking about this during the Astros telecast. I think it was the first game of the series, where there used to be a lot more room for the infielders to get pop-outs. And now that they've moved it, batters are getting longer. Have you noticed a difference in that?
Well, over the last 10 or 15 years, as you've seen more and more new ballparks come along, many of them have drastically cut back on the amount of foul territory that you've seen, and that has made a difference in terms of more foul balls landing in the seats instead of landing in foul ground, which means that hitters are getting more opportunities to swing the bat. So it's something that has been one of the factors that's been cited in the increased offensive numbers you've seen in the past 10 years.
The number here is 713-439-1560. You can email the show at gametime@1560thegame.com. We're talking Astros with Bob Holste of AstrosDaily.com.
Yeah, and Bob, we want to get your opinion on this, because on yesterday we had a very deep and intricate discussion about the leadoff hitter and his lack of batting average being, you know, and now it's 205, but at that point it was like 197, under 200. How long, how long do you think they're going to stick with Bourne if he continues to hit at or below 200?
If he hits at or below 200, I think first they're going to try to change his spot in the batting order.
I mentioned that yesterday. I got destroyed for it, but
yeah.
I'm just curious. Do you think that is a possibility? I'm not saying today. I think over the next, I think if you looked at Michael Bourne, and I think yesterday was a step in the right direction, but if you look at Michael Bourne, I know that there's not any options for center field. They're going to work with him all year long. But where else could you put him? Would you put him at 2? Would you put him at 8? Where could you move him if you moved him?
Personally, if I was going to make some sort of a change, and I probably wouldn't really be looking for a change until sometime late in June. Once you get to the All-Star break and that sort of thing, now you're starting to look at the end game of what's going to happen for the rest of the season. And while I've heard some people say, well, you just have to keep letting him play, at some point you have to say, well, we've got to think about Berkman, we've got to think about Tejada. These guys are busting their butt the entire season trying to win us a championship. And at some point you've got to say, well, if there's somebody at the top of the order who's hitting 200 or below, we can't continue to have that happen. So you would
say that eventually things would have to be addressed.
Yeah, well, to quote a phrase from yesterday, something would have to be done. But
that's true.
I'm not saying today. And neither am I. We're having fun with this segment just because, and I know somebody can't respond for themselves. But I was just getting to my point is we don't think that something's going to be done today. It's not like we have answers, but. Yeah, and if you disagree with me, Bob, I'd hang up on you. But and by the way, I didn't disagree. I just thought the phone call went long. But I'm just saying that eventually you wouldn't be doing your job as a manager. Cecil Cooper wouldn't be doing his job as a manager if he didn't shuffle things up.
And he's already done it.
And
he's already changed the lot. And look at the results thus far.
Yeah, what we really have to look at is where is this headed? And I've looked at the stats over the last 10 days on Bourne, and there is slow, gradual progress. And, at this point, he's given us every indication that we just need to be more patient with him. And even if, let's say that at the end of the year, he's still only hitting 220, 230, you can go back and look up the first year that Mike Schmidt played in the majors, and his numbers were terrible. And if you were to look at Mike Schmidt after that first year and go, oh, he can't play, we got to get rid of him, we got to replace him, et cetera, then you would have missed out on a Hall of Fame career.
Right.
So, not every good player winds up hitting really well when they first come up. So I think it's something that we do have to be patient. I do think that he's going to be getting at least another month or two to prove himself, not only in the everyday lineup. And as some people have noted, we really need him defensively in center field.
He's been great. And one thing that I said yesterday, Bob, and I'm sure you agree with this, him and Kazmatsui. Kazmatsui's not doing terrible. There's some issues at the top of the lineup, but they're not terrible issues. Well, the one thing is you feel them in the lineup on the field and when they're on base. I mean, they're active even though sometimes they're not hitting.
They are, and – with Bourne, of course, you're always looking at the possibility that he may steal a base for you. Matsui is showing us that he's the team player that you always hope for in a number two hitter. He's the guy that will take the extra base when he's there. He'll hit behind the runner when he needs to. He'll do the things that help a team win. Maybe not necessarily padding his own stats, but he'll do the things that help a team win. Plus, you're looking at your middle of the field defense with Katsui and Bourne. So those are two critical players that we're better off having in the lineup than not, unless they got to the point where they were just really embarrassing themselves. At this point, neither one of them are.
The number here is 713-439-1560. Got a time for maybe one more call before we move on. We're going to have Nick Scherfield from HoustonTexans.com joining us at some time around 11:35 or so. Hey, Bob, there's a question from Ryan Ed on there that, you know, he always has some really spirited questions. In terms of the Astros, how excited are you, though, with what we're seeing right now? The reason I want to take a step back from that question, because when the Rockets were in their 22-game win streak, it was very easy to get excited about the long-term growth of this team. But that 22-game win streak, as long as it was not necessarily a true reflection of the team as a total. It was showed the potential of what this team can be when things are clicking. This win streak right now, it's a 2-game win streak, but overall they've been playing very good ball. What do you see it in terms of long-term growth for the Astros?
Well, let me make a comparison to the Rockets. If you go back and look at the Rockets' schedule, other than when they had that 22-game winning streak, other than a couple of games with the Hornets and a game with the Lakers, they really weren't playing the cream of the crop of the NBA. Right. They were playing a lot of the dregs in both conferences. I wouldn't necessarily say that what the Astros are doing now are playing the dregs, but let's say that they run this out a while. Let's say that they sweep the Dodgers today. Let's say they win 2 out of 3 from the Giants and 2 out of 3 from the Rangers. Well, look at who they've beaten then in the past 2 weeks. That would be the Brewers, the Nationals, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Rangers. So we're not exactly talking, you know, the Red Sox and the Yankees here. So I honestly think that it may be a situation. I do believe that the Astros are going to have to get fat on the bad teams. They're not really, I think, a solid up-and-down team at this point where they're going to be able to walk in and beat anybody. I think they're going to have to take out the teams that they really are better than, and they can't get away with losing 2 or 3 a series out from these sort of teams and still expect to contend in the division.
Hey, here's a thing, though. This Astros team, they may be beating up on some of the lower teams or some of the okay teams in Major League Baseball. And it's hard to say this, but when they played the Diamondbacks, even though they lost a couple games that they should have won,
right,
I thought they played overall very well.
Well, yes, and one thing that the Astros have done is there have been very, very few games that they have not been in this entire season, and that has to be a credit to Cecil Cooper. I have disagreed with some of his managerial decisions and have not kept silent about that. But at the same time, the Astros have been in almost every game. Now, the other thing that you have to credit with that is the starting pitching. The starting pitching was supposed to be our Achilles heel. It still isn't an area where I feel a great deal of confidence. But at the same time, they pretty much said, okay, I'm going to get you to the sixth inning. I'm going to give up maybe 3 runs or so, and the rest of it's in your hands for the offense and the bullpen to do what they need to do. And in all honesty, when you look at the Astros, if you go back through their entire schedule, the games where they score 3 runs or less, they almost always lose. The games where they score four runs or more, they almost always win. And it's almost that blatant. So you have to look at the games where the offense is producing. You have to look at the games where the bullpen is not giving the thing away. And that's your formula for winning. That's your 2008 Astros.
Bob Halsey from AstrosDaily.com. I'm going to read you this quick email. I want to get your thoughts before we go to break. 3 hours later, 1560 played a national interview with Rod Carew, very well-spoken man, born on a train in Panama Canal Zone. He runs a hitting school to teach old-school baseball. He mentioned the Indians sent up an up-and-coming player that Cleveland sent to him to learn how to bunt and use his speed. Do it with Bourne. Leave him in the one hole. What do you think?
Well, that's an option. I do think that Michael Bourne is somebody, and I'm really surprised that nobody along the line in his development has taught him how to bunt more effectively. I was able to watch the last two nights Willie Taveras, our old friend Willie Taveras, and he basically created two scoring situations for the Rockies the past two nights in San Diego. One against Jake Peavy. He dragged a bunt. Peavy threw wild to first, wind up with Willie on second. Now he has to pitch more closely to the guys behind him. He's worried that Willie may steal third, et cetera. And the Rockies come up with three runs and win the game. The next night, he bunts on Maddox. Maddox throws the ball away, and Taveras winds up going all the way to third. So it's stuff like that that, you know, you don't really have to slap, you know, singles like Pete Rose all the time. With a guy like Michael Bourne, he can just simply put the ball in play and use his speed to get hits. And I think that that's really something that needs to be developed in him. And I really think that if we can get him focused on being able to put the ball in play more and striking out less, that his average will rise, his on-base percentage will rise, and he'll be a far more effective leadoff hitter.
That's our man Bob Holsky from AstrosDaily.com. Bob, happy Mother's Day to anybody you know that's a mother. And we appreciate your time. And also, you know, thanks for some of the lines you dropped earlier. That was good. You and James on there.
That
James dropping the, I'm not going to say what he dropped, but, you know, sounds both of you guys, that's a good little chemistry. Maybe we have a little sports talk show in the works right there.
Quality radio, that's what we're all about.
We appreciate it, and hopefully the Astros get the series sweep tonight, or today, whatever. They're playing today.
Great.
All right, Bob, we'll take care.
Thank you.
We will talk to Bob very soon, as AstrosDaily.com is a staple on our Sunday morning show.
He hit it right. Astros have, in this, you know, out of the last 10 games, 8-2, they happen to score in those two losses. I know for sure against Washington they scored three runs. Other than that, every other game they've scored more than five, and they won them all. He hit it. That's the 2008 Astros.
And they've gotten some great pitching over the last couple of games. So.
Yep.
All right, let's go to break now. You know the number, 713-439-1560. We turn our attention now to the Houston Texans and a man who covers them on a daily basis, Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com will be joining us. We'll chat with him a little bit about the offensive line, cornerback situation, running back situation, you name it. He's had his eyes and ears on every practice. It's game time. We'll see you in a sec.
Guys, this is Charlie with Furniture Works. Is your fine leather furniture scratched, torn, or faded? Does your upholstered furniture sink down, sag, or creak? Is your dining table nicked or dinged? Or do you have that special piece of furniture that needs a total makeover? Call Furniture Works at 281-484-4546, and we will take care of all your furniture repair needs. Don't buy new. Renew at a fraction of the cost. We work for major furniture retailers, manufacturers, hotels, restaurants, and offices, as well as the individual consumer. We come to your location and repair most damage on site. Or for full refinishing or total redye of leather furniture, we offer...